In his play, As You Like It, William Shakespeare has Rosalind asking this question. Can one desire too much of a good thing? This question can be answered in varying degrees of yes and no. One popular answer has been, too much of a good thing can actually be a bad thing. Whereas there are those who would side with Mae West when she said, too much of a good thing can be wonderful. I guess the truth is that both of the seemingly opposite answers can have an element of truth in them. We know that food is good and necessity part of life, but too much food, gluttony, can lead to obesity and all the related illnesses which can come as a result. Wine and alcohol may have beneficial properties, but too much of it can be extremely harmful and debilitating. Can there be too much happiness or contentment? They are good things which we all seek, but in a way, if they take control of our lives so that reality becomes non-existent, then perhaps that is too much of a good thing. Jesus in our gospel lesson tells, you are the salt of the earth. To be so-called is meant to be a compliment, a good thing. Salt was considered to be one of the essences of life. Salt, the common essence of life. And it's a sign of purity, an enhancer of a flavor, and a preserver of life-sustaining food. Salt. Salt was highly valued and was an essential commodity in everyday life, and still is. As a matter of fact, the body needs salt to aid in its chemical balance. Jesus, by saying this, says that our lives are so important that we have the ability to make life more meaningful for the world in which we live. We can be that enhancement which enriches the life of others. That's a good thing. Jesus follows with a compliment. You are the light of the world. We know how important light is to life. Without the light of day, there would be no life at all. The life-sustaining life, of course, is the sun, which provides us with this life. And not only light, but with the warmth that shatters us from the cold and darkness. The importance of light as the basis of life is made in the very first chapters of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. Light was the first step towards life and the essential part of creation. We know that even the diminished sunlight in the winter can be very detrimental to one's well-being. For instance, during this time of diminished sunlight, the most cases of depression and even suicides occur. Light can be stated as being the very essence of well-being and life. Now, to be called the light of the world is not only the ability to make life more meaningful by enhancing and enriching life of others, but we actually have the ability and power to give the substances of life to others. By him saying, we are the light of the world, then that means we have received the life-sustaining and life-giving light from him who stated, I am the light of the world. This light of life is then incorporated into our being when we walk in his footsteps. There can be no higher compliment than this, than to be called the light of the world. To be the salt of the earth and the light of the world is therefore a very good thing. But wait a minute. If salt and light are such a good thing, can there be too much of a good thing? After all, we know that salt has the ability to kill life, and too much salt in our diets can lead to serious health issues. And how about being exposed too much to sunlight? That can cause serious burning of the skin and can lead to melanoma and death. Also, too much daylight can upset the natural process of needed rest. The actual realities of these earthly elements can very well be too much, and they may not be a good thing. But they represent and symbolize, as Jesus used them, it's just the opposite. For they would agree with Mae West, too much of a good thing is wonderful. They are not only wonderful, but the message they convey is a necessity in order to be a follower of Jesus. You can never share too much love, but there is a serious problem when this love is not shared, if the salt is not used, what good is it? It is just another inane element in life without fulfilling its purpose, its nature. It no longer enriches or enhances life's experiences. It becomes like a pile of salt in a silo. Just without it being spread over an ice-covered street, it has no purpose but to occupy space. It may as well have lost all of its chemical properties. But when applied to the ice, it gives purpose and meaning. For it melts the ice so that traffic can safely negotiate. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its tastiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything but thrown out and trampled under the feet. So being called the salt of the earth is meaningful. Meaningless until we allow the message of God's love to penetrate our lives and then live this message of love. Just like salt gives of itself to fulfill its purposes, so we too must give of ourselves to fulfill the message of Jesus. When we follow this Jesus, then our purpose for being is found in following in his footsteps. Too much of a good thing is wonderful when we see ourselves as the light of the world. Just think, can there be too much self-giving in order to give meaning and life to ourselves? Can there be too much effort to feed those who are famished and starving? Not only physically, but spiritually. In being the light of the world, we serve no purpose by hiding our light, which is within us, denying our ability to make a difference. We are not fulfilling who we profess to be, a follower of true light. Light finds its meaning and purpose when allowed to penetrate the darkness. This is the same for the light of God's love in us. For it is only a reality when it is allowed to be lived through us. If there is darkness, not only around us, but within us, now, no one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and gives light to all in the house. Jesus said, "We are the light of the world." But that light is no good if we hide it. Put it under a bushel. Does no good to anyone. Not even ourselves. But if we take that light, put it in a lampstand, then it lights the darkness. We find meaning then when we let the light within ourselves, that God's love, that's when we find the real meaning in life. You know, there can never be enough of a good thing. When the good thing is God's love lived throughout our lives. The problem for many just may be on thinking that too much of a good thing is not a good thing. By applying this to living, the message of Jesus is to deny what he calls to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. By this denial, we deny the message and life of Jesus. Furthermore, we deny any belief in the reality of God's love within our lives. We even deny who we may be professed to be. We deny the good news, not only for ourselves, but for others. In truth, we become followers of wolves dressed in sheep's clothing, and those who see their followers as pawns. But when we live that love, there can never be too much of a good thing. Living in that good thing, the good news of Jesus, we find our true identity of who God calls us to be, the salt of the earth and the light of the world. This is when we realize the compliment of being called his followers. Then we will naturally and vigorously be able to heed the command. The command, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is when we can honestly answer the question, can one desire too much of a good thing? That's the question. And the question must be asked in light of God's love, the gift that has been given us through Jesus. Amen.